Well, it's been a typical Irish summer this year. Little sun punctuated largely by rain and grey skies. But while we live in hope for clearer skies, other countries are suffering severe heat waves. In Greece, temperatures have reached 43 degrees. In Italy, there are extreme heat red alerts in 17 cities. Alvaro Silva from the World Meteorological Organization is with us now. Alvaro, several countries in southern Europe have breached the 40 degree mark for a number of days in a row. Why is this happening?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. So we have an elongated area of high pressure. So that is bringing warm and dry air from Northern Africa towards Europe and leads to this above normal temperatures. Yesterday, we had very high temperatures in the high 30s and reaching 40 degrees and higher over Iberian Peninsula, Central and Eastern Mediterranean regions, up to 43 degrees Celsius in Greece. And today will be another hot day over these regions. And as you said, many national meteorological hydrological services of southern Europe issued severe and extreme weather warnings for heat. And this continental warm and dry air mass also reached parts of UK.
Is it normal to have that 40 degree mark for a number of days in a row?
Yeah, so the occurrence of heat extremes and heat waves is part of natural climate variability. But what we are seeing is that this there is an increasing in frequency, more heat waves, more prolonged, and bringing hot temperatures. And this is mainly linked with observed warming of the planet due to climate change related to human activities. But yeah, heat waves are part of natural climate variability. But yeah, we see increasing tendency of for more frequent and then more intense heat waves.
How does this compare to other years?
Yeah, so yeah, in fact, we need to consider this is a tendency of extreme weather occurrence. In fact, 23 of the 30 most severe heat waves in Europe since 1970 have occurred in last 25 years. So, and five in the last 3 years. So we see an increasing number of heat waves occurring in recent years. So yeah, this is the main thing to flag, is that this is happening more frequently.
Alvaro Silva from the World Meteorological Organization.